B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Speaking of analysts, a former analyst got another job yesterday. Jason Witten.
I saw that. The Raiders. Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, my God.
I know. But here's the one thing. Talking about that team, there was some stuff that, you know, you didn't really know about that team that Jason just shed some light on. I think one of the great, now that we're kind of past it, the great 30 for 30s is Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
And Chip Kelly, I mean, that's a great story. Because we really haven't had the real story. Like, we got snippets here and there. But we're, you know, what happens is when you get further down the road from a happening, then people are more willing to talk about it and tell you the real story.
Like an Evan Mathis.
Right.
Once Jason Peters is out of the league.
Right.
Whenever that is.
But no, but that dude, now that he's out of the league forever, he was one of the worst.
So.
He was, I can't believe, and listen, I was fooled, man. I thought he was smart, and he was smart, but he was the worst communicator, and he was a despicable little troll, too.
He's a heck of a football guy.
How could you coach a team and not talk to anybody?
And then remember, he was, even outside of football, remember he did that weird, like, half a season with Fox?
Yes.
He was an analyst, and he was terrible because he's got no personality.
There's zero personality.
And then he goes to UCLA, and
they
were a little bit better.
He actually got him a little bit better.
Yeah, a little bit better.
I mean, boy,
was that like a wise ass comment?
You know, obviously. But he was the worst. He was a nasty little dude, too, man. He had that, like, you know.
Touchdown, first down, get down.
So. Oof. I'm surprised somebody didn't attack him. Like, if you're one of those players.
Any system that's not QB friendly, then there's probably a bad system.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's why. See, here's the difference. And why Matt Rhule will be a huge success. Huge success in Carolina versus Kelly here. And while they both had success in college, and Matt is a people person. He's a guy that speaks. His players love him. He reaches his players. You watch. It's a fascinating story.
I agree.
All right.
He's a heck of a football guy.
It's 106, and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast, we're at Beasley Media Group Station.
And before, we get to bring the heat, I have the poll up at 9:05
for 6 for tomorrow.
Yes.
I got to tell you, thoroughly enjoyed it. Great job in digging up the stuff for the playback, Junis.
Oh, thank you. No, I enjoyed it.
Dude, great job. This is a good way to take us off of our troubles. Without sports, it'll be fun to do this every day. All right, well, let's do this now before bringing the heat. So what do we got? We have four?
I narrowed it down. There was one great answer, and unfortunately it's nowhere to be found on the internet. And what that answer was Willie Burton's 53-point game, which happened on December 13th of 1994. But
wow, that is fantastic.
I've looked everywhere on the internet. So I looked on the dark web.
So
it's not all there.
Here's the problem. Some of those games, remember, when we moved from the other station here, a lot of the archives are there.
Yes.
So they have to be nationally broadcast.
Right. And that's, yeah,
they got to be a playoff game.
That's the problem. Now, there's
can I throw in an old school one?
Yeah, go for it.
Can I throw in, I want to throw in, and you're four. So we got the Iverson step over game, which we have seen, but that's a great one to replay.
Yes.
Sixers Lakers. I want to throw in Sixers Celtics from 1982, game seven. You could definitely find it.
Yeah, of course.
All right. We'll make the third one. Let's do one from last year. I think we should play a lot of the last 2 years' playoff games.
Yeah, I agree.
Even the losses. All right? Even the losses I want to do.
Okay.
But throw in the Sixers go up 2-1 against the Raptors.
Okay. That's funny because somebody actually tweeted that in, too.
Really?
That's awesome.
That's a great one.
It was Braden tweeted that one in.
Great job, Braden. And then pick out a fourth one.
Right. Well, here's, I actually already have a poll running right now, but because we're doing this for the foreseeable future, obviously your Sixers Celtics one will be in the running the next time around.
Yeah, that's good.
So right now the four that I have, and again, the poll's on at 975 middays, is Game 6, Sixers-Bulls, 2012. Iverson's first career game, which I actually did find, it's only his highlights, though. It's not the entire game. It's only his highlights, and it's incredible because like Mark Zumoff is on the call, and he talks about the backcourt of the future, Allen Iverson and Jerry Stackhouse.
Stackhouse, wow.
Which lasted, 2 years before they moved on from Stack?
Larry Hughes, man. Remember, Stack in a house, in a house, in a house.
Game 7-01 versus the Raptors. And then game 5-01 versus the Bucks, which somebody tweeted in saying that was actually the more nail bite of a game than game 7 against the Bucks.
It was. Quite frankly, I might vote for game 5 Bucks.
Now that's not winning. That actually has the least amount of votes. But
that doesn't surprise me.
We're not going to toss it, right? Like we can still, the next time we do Sixers, which would be five days from now.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, no, we'll have them all in.
So right now.
So we're going to go, here's how it works. We're going to do, what's today, Wednesday?
Yes.
So we got Sixers tomorrow, and let's do Phillies Friday.
Like a Phillies Friday?
Flyers Monday, and then we'll go back. All right?
Sounds good. See, again, the beauty of football and baseball, you'll be able to do more regular season games.
Yes.
Baseball, like somebody actually emailed me one yesterday saying, for when you have the Phillies, throw this one in there. And it was the 2007 Phillies comeback against the Mets.
Yes.
With Tadahito Iguchi scoring the winning run.
That's a great one.
Chase Utley hit the game winning hit.
I love that. That's a great one.
And that's a regular season game.
Yeah.
Hockey and basketball might be more playoffs.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Which is fine. I mean, they've made the playoffs plenty of times.
Dude, we got to find like one of these bench clear for like old school games. I'll tell you one of the ways.
I got Hextall skating down the ice.
Yeah. Somebody brought it up. Flyers Canadiens from 87.
Yeah, that's got to be one of the first ones.
That would be outrageous to hear that. And that's the one where the pregame brawl happened. Oh, my God. I wanted to hear that described. That's classic.
Oh, wow. 25 years ago today. I'm back. Michael Jordan, I'm back.
Are you serious?
25 years ago today.
Wow.
It's popped up on the old timeline.
You got to be kidding me.
How about that?
I'd like to hear some. Can you dig some of that up? Actually, for tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah. Do that for tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll have some heavy basketball, but let me hear some of that for tomorrow.
Sounds good. I'm back.
I love listening to like the old sports stuff like that. You know, like to hear them and what they're saying. Michael Jordan has returned to the NBA.
Well, yeah, it popped up with it's Sports Center actually, March 18th, 1995.
Ah, that's awesome. I was one that I actually covered that story.
Did you?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep. I flew to Chicago that day. Go to Chicago. Knock on Jordan's door. That's what my boss used to say.
He was a sandwich.
He was awesome, this guy, Greg Gallo. I was talking. I had Jim Salisbury on, and we were talking about him. He was like this awesome old school New York guy. He was the guy in Spider-Man, Jameson.
Oh, yeah?
Awesome. That's who he was. Exactly who he was.
James Jonas Jameson, or whatever the hell his name
was. That was who he was, Greg Gallo. He even looked like him. He was like tall, kind of like real thin. He had a mustache.
Talked with a cigar in his mouth.
Yes.
Always angry.
Kept the bottle of booze.
Never happy.
He kept the bottle of booze in his drawer at the office. Like, you know, they would drink at work back then.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And what do you got for me? You got a back page? I used to call him every day. He could say, you got a back page for me? Get somebody to say something. Buy him a sandwich.
That's awesome.
You think Michael Jordan needs me to buy him a sandwich?
No, I think he'd be okay.
You can
probably throw the sandwich in the trash.
I did expense. I told you this story, right? When I golfed with him.
No.
I didn't tell you this story?
No.
So, well, I didn't really golf with him. He was golfing, and I was going to write a story. And I had a, this, I was young and not as sophisticated.
Okay.
And it was the summertime. It was one of those exclusive courses in Chicago. And I mean, it's just like early, mid-90s.
Probably beautiful, very well manicured golf course.
Yes, it was hot, blazing hot. And I show up with a tank top on.
You went tank top to a golf course?
Yeah, I didn't know, right? And, yeah, I figured I'd get some sun. I'm going to be outside. Man. I'm going to be outside all day. I didn't know. Sun's out, guns out. he gave his look. He went, yo.
You went tight. Did you go shorts to him, I'm guessing?
Yeah. And he's like, dude, come on, man. And so I had to go buy it at the...
at the clubhouse?
Yes.
Probably bought the clubhouse's...
100, no, it was 200.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
It was two. The shirt, the collared shirt, was 200. And this is mid-90s.
Yeah. Like,
and I expensed it. They paid. I didn't have 200. You know, I did Amex card.
Yeah, you had a one-on-one with Michael.
No. I had an Amex card. $249 was the shirt.
For a shirt?
Yeah, it was a golf shirt. It's like $249.
$100 was probably you showing up in a tank top.
They go, What is that? Like, you know, I go, I had to buy it. He wanted the story, right? You know. And my boss was cool with it. He was like, all right, you know. You should have knew better, but whatever.
It's awesome.
So that was in, you know, you're 23 years old. All right. Poll is brought to you by Marvin E. Cant's Heating and Air Conditioning, who can keep your wife warm and comfortable in any season. Cans can, with up to $2,800 in rebates and federal tax credits on a new heating and cooling system. Visit MarvinEcants.com today. Save big bucks when you install a new qualified system. And, of course, do we have Bring the Heat? Let's hear some Bring the Heat. Bring the Heat. Brought to you by
American Standard. It's time now for the Bring the Heat line. Brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, Bring the Heat.
E-A-T-L-E-S Eagles!
Hot damn! Parting of the Ways, Part 2. Oof. First, the most famous B&B in New England parts ways. Forget about that, okay? But they, you know, they don't retain Malcolm. Jeez, is Joe Banner using Howie's body as a host? I saw Brady leaving, but I'm as blindsided as Joe Theismann prior to LT breaking his leg. Someone lend clarity. And as I think about it, talk about pouring salt in a gaping wound. You know, it really chaps my ass. Is we lost Malcolm, but we still have Alshon. I wish I had that damn squeezy toy that I can press. That bastard.
Oh, that's great. That is great. What's next?
Hi, guys. It's Joe LMB's hand sanitizer bottle. I just want to give everybody an update on Joe. I'm making sure I keep his hands clean. He does 20 seconds or more, and he sings his ABCs. He definitely is ready to come back whenever the season restarts and keep this city and this championship the run that they deserve.
Thank you, Joel. The hand sanitizers being used by Joel.
That's a good thing.
Thank God.
Seriously.
Yo, Cuz, yo, Tunis. 50-year Phillies fan. How you guys doing? Out here working, collecting recycle, trying to stay safe. How about the 1980 championship game between the Cowboys and the Eagles for one of the games that we revisited? I was there. section 701, row 17, seat 1.
Wow. Wow, I love it.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
That was the seat?
I love the seat. There was a seat reference? What's next?
Anthony, it's Gabriel.
Gabriel!
In trying times such as these, to the likes that we have never experienced, we must join together as one. Unite with our fellow men in one common bond. We will not go calmly into the night. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Say it with me loud and proud, Philadelphia. Dallas sucks.
Love it! Thank you, Gabriel! What's the game doing, man?
There's too many jokes. It's all coconut oil related. He's still sun tanning somewhere.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he sanitized?
There's no way. You know what? I don't think he left the spring training facility. They'd be in Arizona, right? So he's hanging out in Arizona.
You think he's in Arizona?
Yeah. He's going a very tight bathing suit in the sun.
Oh, that's great.
I'm so out on him.
The Gabe. Who's worse? The Gabe or Chip Kelly?
I would say the Gabe, and here's why. Because like Chip, Gabe stuck to his wits. However, Gabe still tried being like nice, and I feel like he was a J.O. Chip was, you know, I'm a J.O. and I know it.
Right.
Like, Gabe was like, valiant effort. Like, no. I think you're a bit of a J.O. there, Gabe.
Yes, I
agree.
But
he tried hiding it.
Yes.
Yo, Wayne.
What do you got?
Yo, Wayne. This is America. I'm calling in about the coronavirus. It's bad right now. But we're going to get through this. You know why, Ann? You know why?
Because we can. Yes, because we can. What's next?
That's it.
That's it? That's good stuff.
Yeah, Devil checked in, but he's...
Devil checked
in? I think he's a little out of line.
Devil checks in on coronavirus,
yeah,
man?
I think he's a little out of line.
He takes what? He takes credit for the pandemic?
No.
That's terrible.
You want to hear it? He doesn't take credit for it.
He uses it in to make a state, make a point?
Me, the devil. Even I can escape the coronavirus. Devil, out.
Oh, man, come on.
It's a little out of line.
It's a bit out of line. It's gallows humor, though.
It's so bad the devil's got it.
Oh. Bring the heat. Brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. If your heating system is not evenly or efficiently heating your home, you need help. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today. All right. We will come back in just a moment. All your phone calls. I spy Sammy and I spy Joe and the Quads. And Mike and Anthony will talk to everybody straight ahead right here. It's Cuz Radio with Chunas on 97.5 The Fanatic. In fact, you know what? We got a minute while we wait for that. I want Sammy's been hanging. Sammy, what do you say, brother?
What's going on, my brother? How you doing?
How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling pretty good. You know what I'm saying? This is like my third time calling, and my first time when I called this show, I spoke to you. And that was when the Eagles was about to play on the playoff game against the oh my god, I can't believe I'm still online. Seahawks was it? Yeah, no, not Seahawks.
This year you're talking about the Seahawks game?
Yeah, that was it. The Seahawks, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it was Seahawks. That's when I spoke to you when we
okay.
was about to, yeah, when we was about to play them.
Yeah,
but
how
yeah,
you doing? You're all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. You know, I'm on my lunch break right now, so I'm like been hearing these guys all afternoon. But you was bringing back about old games, excitement. One of my games that I love when it was, I believe it was 2010, Giants against the Eagles, and Michael Vick was the quarterback.
Yes, that was the Miracle of the Meadowlands.
Oh, my God.
Part three. Yes, we have that one. We're going to be playing that at some point. That'll be among the games as well. That was a great one, Sammy.
Oh, great. We were down by 3 touchdowns, and all of a sudden, 7-something minutes left, and Michael Vick just came out of that, that slump that he had. But then when the last moment when the punt return, Deshaun Jackson dropped it, picked it right back up, and speed like a bullet.
Ah, tremendous.
And I remember when Joe Buck, you know, watching that game, Joe Buck was like, gets it. He needs a block.
That's right, Sam. He got it. He needs a block. That is a great. Give us a little snippet of that, Tunis. I know you got that somewhere in your arsenal where Buck is talking about the Sean Jackson run. He got a block. That'll work great with the bells, too, Tunis. That'll be outrageous. That's it, Sammy boy.
I like your show, Anthony. Man, you, the way you talk, you're an excitement guy, man. That's why I like hearing you, man.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate that. Listen, no we got to get our mind off the things. Do me a favor. Be safe, all right?
Are you
taking precautions or what?
Oh, yeah, man. Well, I'm putting glasses, my working glasses. I change my gloves all the time.
Good.
Surgical gloves.
Good.
And keep wiping my hands, man. That's all I'm trying to do. Be safe. Because this thing is, like, a little scary.
I know. It is.
Because this morning when I took the 95 going to South Philly, I felt like a movie. I said, damn, there's no cars here. No,
there's nobody around. No, it's weird.
Yeah. It's like a movie, but
I know.
Anyway, we just got to hang in. We just got to hang in and pray to God, man. That's all.
Amen, brother. Amen. God bless you, all right?
You
call. All right, buddy. Don't be a stranger. We'll come back in just a moment. 610-632-0975. Nat. We say Nat.
Hello.
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 Hello, hello. You all right?
Yeah. You know, I just want things to go back to normal.
Yeah, Matt. Listen, it's going to be a while.
I know, but trying to place, you know, the anxiety that, you know, I feel like we're all having.
I know. No, we it's very real. We all have that anxiety, right?
It's kind of like you want to just like resume life as normal, but you know it's not happening.
That's so why it's like fun. Okay. Doing the show is cathartic. I'll be honest with you, I'm so thankful. I love it.
I'm thankful.
Yeah,
I feel so blessed.
And it's blessed because we get to talk to our people.
That too. I mean, it's just like, you know, when you think about your career, where it's going to take you and what happens during it, this is nothing that anybody could ever have foreseen, that we would be in this position during this time in the world. Not only in Philly, but like in the world, you know?
It's amazing.
It's unreal, but I'm thankful for all of our listeners and everybody who's been, you know, kind of hanging out with us as we go through this too.
Yeah.
We're so lucky, and we're so lucky because we're in, you know, it's Philly.
I know. I know. All right, sweetheart, you hang in there. We're going to come back and we'll take all your calls straight ahead. Don't worry about it. We got you. We'll get through this together. That's the whole point of being together and, really having each other's back. It's 97.5 The Fanatic. We're here for you.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
All right, 131. Let's get back to the phone line, shall we? Mike in Miami. Oh, Miami Mike. What are you doing, man? What are you doing?
Miami
Mike. Oh, you listen to your radio, Miami Mike.
What up?
Come on, brother. The Quaz!
Bezo.
Quazi!
Yo, man, you are hurting me here, man. You're killing me.
Why?
Right along with the Eagles. First of all, with the birds. Somebody please explain to me how Dante Fowler is not a bird yet.
What's the deal with it?
I mean, really? I mean, we really don't want no edge help? Really?
I hear you.
But you hurt me too, Ed. You hurt me too.
How, brother? How?
All right, let me help you out just a little bit. Ed. So, two teams that were slated to get receivers in the first round ahead of us went and got their receivers, which means that receivers are going to be dropping back even further. Okay, and yet you're still talking about giving up picks to move forward. What is it going to take for you to look at other receivers other than the top three? What is it going to take?
In fact, even more so, I'm even more bullish.
I know you
on
are.
The
you
top
South
three.
Kid. Y'all South Philly kids are the same.
I'm even more bullish, Quasi. Because there is a major difference between the top three and the rest of the crop. No matter how good that crop is, and I admit to you that the crop is good, I want one of the top three. I want to get Wentz his man.
Now, let me ask you, let me present to you this way. Okay. All right. Well, first of all, I think there's two things.
Real quick. Breaking news.
Talk to me.
According to Adam Schefter, Nick Foles to the Bears for a fourth
round. How's everyone doing? Let's make some noise. Come on.
Nicky Six in Chicago.
Good deal for Nick.
He's
still out there, boy. That man did all right for somebody who was just about to retire, man. He's doing all right.
No, he's in Chicago with a playoff team.
He's getting paid.
He's back in the NFC.
He's making a shot behind Trubisky. You never know. He might get a shot. But, all right. So,
I think he plays. I would start then at Trubisky.
Not at all.
Trubisky's
at all.
Horrible.
So is Nick.
He's less horrible, though.
I've seen him in Jacksonville. I see what he looks like outside of our colors. But look, if Nelson Aguilar catches four more balls, and if Howie hits on a third-rounder running back when Chris Carson was there, when Marlon Mack was there, when Williams and Aaron Jones, all those running backs, Howie just picked the wrong one. So you still hurt back because I heard you say it's the whole running back thing. Listen, just because he screwed it up one time doesn't mean he can screw it up again, okay? What I'm saying is you're going to miss out on premium defensive players early in the draft because you're afraid to go in the third round all because of Aguilar.
Oh, my God, no! You got a chance to be a good true playmakers, Quasi! A stud! Who cares? You need offense! You need receivers!
You need playmakers on both sides.
Quasi, you're crazy.
The first four receivers that you love, if they're gone, before we get there, are you still using your first-round pick on the receiver when we have Nate Gary as our only linebacker?
My point is you got to move up. And the fact that other teams have it covered, it's all the more reason. You don't have to – the price to get up there won't be as high. Oh, Quasi, I got to run, brother. Listen, be safe, all right?
Be safe, brother. Be safe, baby. Love you back.
See you. I'm sorry. Quasi and I argue over this. Defense versus receiver. I want receivers for Carson Wentz. Receivers, Tunis.
And I agree with you.
I want the top three. Give me one of the top three.
Do you want the Chicago Bears opponents for 2020 that Nick Foles will face?
I was going to ask you, do we play? We play him, don't we?
No.
Oh, we don't?
No, he does.
We play the Packers, I thought.
Yeah, they face the Giants this year, but they don't face any other team in the NFC East. So their opponents' home teams are the Texans, Colts, Saints, Giants, Bucks. So he's going to be facing Tom Brady again.
Wow.
Lions.
Foles Brady? Who would have thought? Yes. Foles Brady is Bears Buccaneers.
And it's in Chicago. And it's in Chicago.
NFL's the best.
Lions Packers
the
Vikings.
End of the world. But the NFL takes care of it.
They are. And then on the road, they got Falcons, Panthers, Jags. So he's going to face the Jaguars again, reface the Jaguars, the Rams, Titans, Lions, Packers, and Vikings.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Miami Mike.
Anthony.
Oh, Miami Mike. How you
Listen,
doing, man?
Doing a great job, my
are
man.
You staying? Are you staying inside?
Yeah, of course I am.
All right,
let me,
sure.
Anthony, let me
You're
tell
a bit
you
of
something.
A gallivanter
I remember,
now.
This is nothing, this is serious, but I remember the end of the Second World War when we had submarines up and down the South Jersey shore. That's how old I am.
Wow.
And I remember when the wardens came around and put out those lights. So when we didn't have TV and we survived that, we're tough. The only way we lose is if we lose ourselves.
Amen,
and this is brother. Something that we don't control. We're control freaks. You know that.
Yes. Well, you're one of these, you're from a generation, the toughest generation.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So just hold in there. Well, forget about it. We had no supermarkets or anything like that. You got pasta mazul. That's all you got, eating pasta morning, noon, and night. You know. But let me tell you something. Let me get back to what you're doing. It's a great job today, but how about doing something for the draft?
No, we
it's
will. We'll definitely draft. Yeah.
I'm ready to go, my man.
Oh, I know you're a draft, Nick.
I got six receivers that we can't miss, and my man is just saying, he's not saying a word. He's gonna pull something.
Well,
like
I know
that.
You and Hal, we're pretty tight.
I'm telling you something.
You
he's
are.
Gonna
you're,
pull
you're neighbors.
When he doesn't talk, he's got something up his sleeve.
Now, here's the thing. And I agree with you, but here's the thing. I got to get one of the, talking about the draft, I got to get one of the top three receivers.
How do you like that kid from Alabama?
I like both of them, but I love Henry Ruggs because, look, Judy's going to go early.
Yeah.
But I think Ruggs, I want the speed. And he runs great routes.
And
he's got big hands. Yes, yes. He's not just a speed guy. He's a receiver.
That's the guy I was telling you about, in addition to another guy, and I won't say it over the phone unless we have a contest, that doesn't drop balls. I'm tired of drop balls.
I know.
I don't want somebody to do 4-7 and dropping balls all over the place with a guy like Wentz, and we get him hurt again. So,
I know.
I think we'll be okay. Just be a little patient, and I think we'll do well in the draft. We have enough picks there, pal.
That's right. That's
and
right.
I don't think my man is going to sit tight with this because he could get rid of some of that stuff he has around him.
Well, he needs to get another corner. Got to get some more corners in there.
You got
whether it's Trufant or whether it's Xavier Rhodes, you got to get a veteran corner in here.
Yeah, because the kid from Clemson, they're going to be gone. You know, look at the teams that are going to be needing almost what we need. We're 21, you know. If we can get up like to around 10, 11, that area, because you got a bunch of quarterbacks that are going to be going, we could be very competitive.
Yes, yes. Yeah?
So, yeah. I would like to see us do something like that. And I think we'll be in contention.
I like it, Miami Mike. Listen, watch yourself. Stay in the house.
I'll be seeing you sooner than you think.
All right, brother.
Have a good one, my
you
man.
Too, buddy. Take it easy. All right, where we at? Brian in the Northeast. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian.
What's going on, cuz?
Yo, Brian. What's up, my brother?
You're the first South Philly guy ever to admit that Steve's was good.
It is. I begrudgingly say so. You know that.
You might not be able to go back for a while.
But I got buddies of mine right up there, the Mariellos, right? And they're a lot of Steve's.
And Northeast might be better than South Philly for cheesesteaks. We got two joints.
What's the other one?
Change his name. Joe's.
Was that Chinks? The old Chinks?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, that was that was a good steak. Yeah, but listen, that was like a lunch of that steak. That's a good steak, but there's a ton of South Philly joints that were I put up with that. And as good as Steve's is, I go steak for steak with you.
Yeah, you have more quantity. I'm going top five, but I think we have two to crack the top five. Listen, you stole Rocky, right? We've already discussed this. He should have never moved to South Philly. If you made real money, you should have went to Tarsdale. If you made a little bit of money, you should have went to Mayfair.
Oh, that's great. That's
but,
great.
Yeah, I, when I moved to South Philly, when I was like 22, and I told the neighbors, when I told them I was from the Northeast, I asked them where to go eat. They started sending me to like Geno's, like I had never heard of it.
Well, it's a
you
different...
thought I was
It's like if Philadelphia is Canada, Northeast is a different province.
Yeah, like you,
that's like you that's like Alberta, right? Like you're like Alberta. We're like Ontario. We don't speak. Listen, how do you say? You would say E-A-G-L-E-S as Eagles.
Yeah.
We say Eagles.
Yeah. I say Eagles, but my grandma said Eagles.
Right. That's a Northeast thing. That's
and
like, yes. Yes. That's right. That's the Natalie.
Well, you guys don't even park cars normal.
Right.
I lived off of 13th Street. I came in. I couldn't get my car for like 2 days. And I was told if you want to drive your car, you need to park it on Broad Street in the middle.
Yes.
I mean, that makes no sense.
No, it's good. Trust me.
You know?
What do you got on the Eagles game plan, my brother?
No, I need you to tell me what it is because I don't know what it is.
I know. I mean.
I want so many receivers that we have to get rid of one because it can't get in.
I know.
That's what I want. I want them to go, oh my God.
To get rid of JJ just so they can bring in, I agree with you, so they can bring in more receivers. Listen. I think you're going to miss Malcolm because he was so versatile and he was such a leader. I like Hargrave a lot. I thought that was a good move. But that secondary is frightening. And we saw what they did in Minnesota, in Dallas, in Miami. Anytime you had good conditions, they got toasted, that secondary.
Agreed. I mean, I don't get super attached to players. So whatever. I mean, he's 32. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank him for his service, but we got to move on. You know, but I want a receiver. I want a couple of them.
Yeah, I agree.
And I don't think there's any way Foles gets in. That would be like trying to replace an Italian quarterback in South Philly. trying to get Trubisky.
Because the Chicago Polish community would be up in arms. But he's better than him. Brian, I got to run. Listen, BC, you all right? You good? You safe?
Yeah, I'm just giving out quality health care.
You're the man, brother. You're the man. Do me a favor. I need more of you, all right, because you make me laugh. Thanks, buddy. We'll come back just a moment. Cuz Radio Tunis right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello.
All right, let's sneak in a couple of calls, shall we? Because great stuff today. And I think, you know, part of the formula, including talking to each other, right? Talking to one another and getting us through via conversation, I think is kind of going back into the archives and, you know, all these games that we have celebrated and cried and laughed and cheered and, you know, it's fun. It provides some good fodder. So I think we're going to do this. I think it was fun today. We'll be doing this every day and we'll mix it up between all the sports. Joe's got a great suggestion for the Flyers. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, how you doing, man? Love the show.
Thanks, Joey. What's happening, brother?
Yeah, the game I was thinking of, the 5 overtime game against the Penguins, the win. That was
the primo game.
Yeah, the primo game.
Without a doubt, that's a great one. That's going to be on the list because that's a classic.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I also like to say, Tunis, I love the Saturday show. I enjoy that every Saturday.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
No problem.
I do, too. And, I like it, too.
Yeah. What are the Eagles going to do without Malcolm? He played a lot of linebackers. He came up in the box. He taught the young kids. I mean, the playoff run, the Chicago playoff run. He had them young kids everywhere where they needed to be. He does a lot more than just safety. You know, I just don't understand what this team's doing. And you're right. Speed. I want speed in this draft. I'm tired of drafting these slow, I don't know who they are, you know. Sometimes I think that the GM thinks he's smarter than the room, you know.
I mean, think about it, right? What we need right now, I agree, is certainly speed. It's what we need is for, we got to be able, they have to be able to have a legitimate offense, right?
Yes.
Speed, stretch the field. And look, you get a pass rush, you know, they help you mitigate. You sign one of those veteran corners and you try to patchwork the secondary. You try to get enough pressure on the opposing quarterback and you have your offense be your best defense, which is score and put pressure. Right.
Look at that KC team. They were exactly. Down 10 at 3rd and 15. Yeah, that speed caught that ball.
Exactly. Tyreek Hill. Yep.
Tyreek Hill. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No. I know you're right on. Look what my man. You get a good defensive coordinator like my man Spags. He takes it. You know, kind of a ragtag group, man. And he gets them to play good defense. He's aggressive. He calls blitzes. He gets pressures. And you couple that with an offense, and you win a Super Bowl.
And we already got the toughest position. We got the quarterback already. You know what I mean? We already got that sealed. You know, so we get a couple of
seasons. I agree.
And Deshaun's still under contract for this year, right? We still have him. We'll have him.
I agree, brother. That's good stuff, Joey. I agree. I think you're going to get two receivers. Anthony in Baltimore. Ant, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ant.
What's popping, cuz?
What's popping, Lottie? Yep.
Hey, cuz, in 1 week I go from the Fanatic addict to a human hermit crab, man. I don't know what to do with myself.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
I'm completely going through an entire sports withdrawal here.
I know.
It's frustrating. You know, guys like us who eat, live, sleep, dream sports, it's just like, what are we to do except talk about it? And that's why, like, I love what you guys are doing, replaying the games every day, classic games that we brings back good memories, good feelings. You know, it's weird. It's funny. It's ironic. And it was about a month ago, I believe, you and Tunis were talking about a game that Pat Summerall and John Madden broadcast, and you were like, you couldn't believe it was John Madden, like, one of his last games.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be cool, Ant, the premise, if there was, like, now, I'm always going to listen to the Fanatic, but wouldn't it be cool if there was, like, a, you know, off, like, not primetime slot, but, like, if you could go to, like, XM radio and put on, like, a channel where it's just a random game.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it just be like a classic broadcast, because you guys were talking about how much better the broadcasters were back in the day. You know,
yeah, it's fun to hear them. It's just fun to hear it, right? Like, that's why we go into these YouTube rabbit holes, right? And you go, oh, my God, how about this game? How about that game? And during a period like this, which is akin for us, it's akin to the summertime, you got Phillies, but not a lot else, right? And so you have the all-star breaks, and having no sports whatsoever is kind of like that. Actually, it takes us back to when Flyers and Sixers were horrible. And right, all we did was talk football, you know, 365.
And as you know, being from where we're from, you know, we have a certain passion about our sports in Philly and South Jersey and all, Delaware Valley, and it's just like, it would just be awesome to just I randomly go from like a Chicago Bulls game, and all of a sudden you just get hit with a Phillies game, you know, by Harry DeKay broadcasting
right. Yes.
Or while you're on a long, you know, drive.
Yeah. Well, we're going to do that, brother. So you stay with us, Anthony. We'll have you fun. Every day, 12:20 is a new one. We have, what game's in the lead?
It's going to be the Game 7 from the 2001 Eastern Conference Finals, Sixers-Raptors.
Very cool. Game 7. That's going to be fun. All right, we're going to listen. We'll be listening to that one. Hey, don't forget, Mikey Miss coming up next. Our handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit handandshouldercenter.com. Everybody, be safe. Watch yourself. And we'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com.
text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.